Hey guys, Thomas Scott here from Bad Cuz Dad. The new Star Wars expansion just dropped for the Old Republic called Legacy of the Sith. We want to discuss it. There's been some controversy. Seems like a lot of the players are outraged with a lot of the changes. But this is our first collab video on our new channel. We hope you stick around and enjoy the discussion. Scott, why don't you tell the people a little bit about yourself and maybe your history with SWTOR before we get going.
Yeah, so I'm one half of the collab. Tom and I are both fathers. I personally have three daughters, and gaming is something that has always been a big part of my life, and it's definitely continued right into fatherhood. Getting to Star Wars, so I did play, I think it was the trial weekend now, if I'm remembering correctly. We got to sample it for a Saturday and a Sunday, maybe a month before the launch. And played that for, you know, probably eight hours that Saturday. And then, you know, on there, waiting for that email on the first day to come that I could log into the server. Started on, what was it then? Was it Crate Dragon, I believe? And then went through the stories, finally got to a little bit of raids, but mostly spent my time PvPing. And, you know, I've been there for every expansion. It hasn't been a continuous 10 years, but I have played every expansion, and I keep coming back to kind of get my fill of Star Wars.
Yeah, same. I don't remember if I exactly played on launch, but I know it was right around. I actually still have the box somewhere on the shelves back in the office, you know, when you still bought games from the store, which is funny. Of course, I didn't have any kids then, like you're saying. Now I have four boys, so, you know, my game time is more limited. But like you, I keep coming back to Star Wars. We met, years back playing PvP, and I want to say for like 4 or 5 years straight, we had like an 8-man pre-made playing PvP every night. You know, it was super fun. I know we did some.
I feel like we should have brought that up in the beginning. That's what
true.
We met.
It is true.
And we've been friends 8, 9 years now.
Yeah, because of SWTOR, basically. Jeez, you know, we wouldn't have met each other. So yeah, we just did PvP. We did some ranked eights. Unfortunately, ranked eights like died. You know, and that was probably what we would have been doing. I know I played maybe like the first 2 or 3 seasons of solo ranked before. You know, life with kids and stuff got really busy, and I just didn't have the time to do it. Plus, I wasn't a huge fan of solo ranked. I preferred like the WoW arena system, you know, and Star Wars. I preferred objective gameplay, you know. But like I said, I come back for all the expansions. My main character, my Shadow, is always caught up on all the story, you know. But yeah, this new expansion, I had high hopes for. I know I've been telling you, like, hey, we need to play this game. And you're like, I don't know. Is it going to be good? You know? And so, I don't know. There's a lot to be desired. It's, you know, it gives you that Star Wars fix, but I don't know. We'll get into it in a little bit. But the big thing that got me really hyped, and you probably can agree to this, was the cinematic trailer. They haven't brought one out for years. Since, like, the Knights of the Fallen Empire and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought it was just incredible. You have thoughts on it when you saw the trailer?
Yeah, I think immediately, because it's just so great to see Malgus back in that cinematic style.
Totally.
I think we all remember the first trailer of the ransacking of the Jedi Temple and that was all Malgus, and he just came in, cleaned house, and he's a really compelling character. And, you know, I think it's something to bring up at another time in more depth, but we had mentioned how much Malgus kind of personifies what Anakin should have been had we seen him in those years leading up to, like, A New Hope, like how he was.
Like pulled from both directions, kind of, or a little bit neutral, but dark side leaning, kind of. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, they have a lot of similarities, and they seem to mirror each other. And it's always good to see his character, and I'm happy that he's back. But, I mean, How can you not get pumped about those cinematics, man? They look, they look so good. So good.
Yeah, and the hype levels go crazy. And, the deal with the expansions in the game is your hope is always that it brings in an influx of new players. You know, you see people reacting on YouTube, people who don't even play the game, you know, love the trailers and are always like, why don't they make a show that looks like the trailers, you know? And I agree. And I thought the new characters they introduced, at least the Twi'lek character, I'm forgetting the name right now. Her character seems super, like she has a lot of depth to her. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens to her character. And I feel like they did a good job tying that in. What do you think?
Yeah. You know, again, kind of talking about Anakin, I get that Ahsoka type feeling from her too. Very young, very strong, and is just not easily swayed. And she seems to hold, like you said, depth, because you don't know anything. You don't know where she's going to go. She's angry, obviously, but she's trying to reconcile that with being brought up in the Jedi Order. So I think she has a lot of potential, and I hope, you know, it expands on that, because what we're going to get to here, the story isn't nearly as long and what we expected so much.
Okay, well, let's talk about that. You're right. Yeah. I've played through the story on the Republic side as of now. I do plan on taking my assassin through soon. But, I mean, I don't know. There's no two ways about it. The story is unbelievably short. It's basically a couple story flashpoints. And for all the hype about this is our 10-year anniversary expansion, you know what I mean? I guess I just thought there would be more. Or I don't know, I hoped, no pun intended, that there would be more, you know, but there wasn't. I don't know. Again, Malgus is such a good character. You want more of Malgus. You want it to be more well crafted, you know. I don't know. What do you think of this story?
I feel like they've been trying to build Malgus up for so long, but have never quite gotten him built up. He always gets like knocked back down a rung, and then he's, you know, in stasis for a while, disappears for a while. And then every time they kind of need him, they bring him back, but then it never really goes anywhere because there seems to be, you know, it just doesn't quite point to a pure antagonist in the way that we saw with the First Emperor or a lot of the other class stories or then Valkorion. It keeps building up but goes nowhere. And quite honestly, it seems like a patch, like it was just a small patch. And this is the first content that they deemed a pretty large expansion. For what, 2 years now?
Yeah, I know they had the Osus kind of, they called it an expansion, but again, that was kind of like a patch. It wasn't like that meaty, you know? And so, yes, I thought this one would have more. And you're right, Malgus, I think what is super interesting, or could have been super interesting, I think in the past you've seen light side characters with a pull to the dark side. That's like something that's been covered. But Malgus being a dark side character, I don't know if he's pulled to the light, but he sees the problems that the Sith have, and he thinks there's a different way. And whether that's a full pull to the light, I don't necessarily think so, but he's acknowledging there's something other than this Sith code. You know what I mean? And those are the best characters, right?
It's the gray. And that's an area that's never really explored that much. You saw glimpses of it with somebody like Qui-Gon. Yeah. You saw glimpses with Anakin always questioning and wondering.
Sure,
and then you get somebody like Malgus, who seems like he probably became a Sith because that's what he's born into, or convenience. And he doesn't seem to like authority. He just wants to be gray, do what he wants, not attached to a code, just, you know, live with who he is and what his power is.
Yep. Well, all that being said, we agree. It's too short. Everyone complaining about that, it's totally relevant, you know. And everybody, of course, because Star Wars is sort of marketed themselves as like, we're a story MMO, right? It's BioWare, right? we've always told great stories. You have choices in dialogue, and it's, you know, you it's immersive, you know, and so people want more of that, you know. Same here. Even though I'm a PvPer, the Star Wars story pulls me in.
Yeah.
Speaking of content, I think a lot of people are asking, like, where is the content? Like, what is the content? And from what I can tell, I think the content is just the new gearing system, right? I mean, I guess they released the two new story flashpoints or flashpoints you can run through, but the raid isn't coming out until the next patch, so there's no new operation for people to do. So I don't know. I think that's all there is to do. And for someone like me who only PvP's, that's fine. I don't really mind because I'm just going to go PvP. I don't need new flashpoints or new raids necessarily. But that kind of makes me ask the question, like, why was the level cap even raised? Like, what is there to do that justifies us getting better gear and doing stuff? I don't know.
I mean, it's complicated because you got, first of all, they tried to copy WoW because WoW's successful. That's kind of what became the normal MMO, and people were drawn to that. Just it was familiar but different enough to still be interesting. So and it works. The model works. It's proven. WoW's still going. So I think Star Wars' biggest struggle has been trying to balance what it does for story and then what it does for an actual content in an MMO. And it's very costly and difficult to juggle both of those and produce good quality, I think. Because if you focus too much on story, then you're lacking content. And then if you focus too much on content, then you're going to get stories like that just dropped, which for some people might be fine. Some people it might not, but it's a problem because to do so much story in an MMO is time consuming and costly. And it's just, I don't think you're really ever going to achieve that balance. It has to be geared more towards its common goal.
Not much story, not much content. You know, I can see why people are upset. Yeah. You know, the level cap, I mean, I got to cap doing the story in like maybe an hour. Like, it was so short that I was like, kind of like, what's the point?
You know, carrot on a stick is my guess. It's just what they've done, and
that's
just what you do when an expansion comes out.
And I don't think the gearing system is necessarily bad. It's you play the type of content you want to play, and you gear up. Like, I think that's the way it should be, especially as a PvPer. You know, we're always neglected in MMOs. You know, usually get the short end of the stick, and sometimes we have to run PvE to get good gear and stuff like that. So, I'm happy about that. Speaking of content and the lack thereof, PvP obviously didn't get any new game modes. We didn't get any new maps, which has kind of been par for the course for the last few years, right? We know BioWare loves their Hutball, so you know we've got some new Hutball maps, you know, throughout the last few years. But in reskins, I know Civil War that got a reskin?
Alderaan.
Yeah. So, you know, nothing new to speak of for that. So, I don't know. I'm really bummed about that as a PvPer. I don't know. Do you still come back to the game for PvP only? Are you, like, would you be excited for new PvP stuff?
Yeah, and that comes back to being a dad and time. It takes a lot of dedication to set raid times. You don't want to let your guild down if you're raiding, because then you've just kind of, you know,
wasted everybody's time.
Yeah, wasted everybody's time. So
yeah.
I've gravitated towards PvP because you can do it solo. It doesn't require as much of a time investment as a raid was. And I mean, let's face it, Swartor PvP has been stagnant for years now. Originally, 8v8. Ranked Warzone never took off. It was just one team that basically rolled everyone.
Which team was that? Are you referring to Physics or ID or one of those two on Shadowlands? ID, yeah.
I think the Gray Order on the Republic side was the one. Okay. Too. Yeah. So if you weren't in with those guys, you know, you didn't really get to. And if you got your own team together, you'd get immediately rolled by them. And then, you know, arenas, they tried to copy WoW, but they didn't do a good job. 4v4, as we've talked about before, I think is just doesn't work. Especially when you throw a guard into the mix. It just...
Yeah, no, you're not a fan of guard.
No. And it doesn't feel good. Yeah. I'd love to see ranked, as unbalanced as it would be, ranked 1v1s would be fun. I think 2v2s would be great. And then for real, you know, that team progression, like, wow, 3v3 is a really good way to go. So for them to not do anything in years, it's like to just come back to the game to do unranked war zones and just dick around for that long. It doesn't feel as rewarding.
But it's like par for the course, right? It's not like we expected a whole lot, you know. But yeah. I don't know. I guess the other thing they did was class changes, pruning. I know a lot of people are upset about the pruning. Me, myself, I actually think it's good. I think, like we said before, the goal of an expansion should be new player retention. Like, yes, you want to keep the vets happy, you know, with new content, which understandably there isn't a whole lot of content, so I know why the vets are unhappy, but, you know, at the same time, that doesn't mean you also can't try to go after the new players and keep them happy. And I think pruning is a good way to do that. The new game's coming out. They don't have hot bars with 30 abilities, right? Star Wars combat has become extremely homogenized, right? Everyone has the same amount of mobility abilities, defensive cooldowns, you know. Yeah. Almost every class has the same kit, so it's not very unique. So yeah, I think pruning is good. As a new player, it would feel better to not have to learn 30 abilities, instead learn 15 or something.
I think the real issue, and I agree with you for the most part, you're going to eventually hit a bloat just like you would with a numbers bloat. I reset the stats again. It's inevitable. But I think what people are frustrated about is having to choose between certain abilities. Like, I don't think the developers really thought it through. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like on the same line, you'll have a defensive cooldown and a mobility, and you're like, why am I choosing between one of these? It feels bad. It does. I'm not trying to defend that it doesn't feel bad, but I see the reasoning behind it, right?
Sure. Like,
the new players need to have it needs to be as new player friendly as possible, kind of a thing. Because to your point about PvP being dead, we got to have new players. Like, without it, PvP is not going to be fun. It's going to be the same old, you know, the guys who are super elite are just going to crush everyone. Then the last thing that people are really upset about is the UI. And the UI is kind of laughable. It honestly feels like it's just not finished. Like, they put it out before it was ready. I don't know. I'm going to pull up this example on the Reddit, and we'll take a look. I don't know, man. I'm looking at this, and this is just the very base. This is the first thing you see when you get to the character login screen. Like, look at these icons. Like, it's just mind blowing. I don't even understand how this could make it into an expansion, right?
You know, the hilarious thing about it, it looks like our little logo icons.
Right. This is like amateur dads with no Photoshop experience, like, are now developing Star Wars, you know, for Bioware. You're not wrong. Wow. Way to call out our logos, dude. Good job.
I know.
You're not wrong, though. You're not wrong. But
I'm all for a minimalist look, but I don't even know what those are. I would speculate just by looking at them. But, I mean, anybody who's come to the game doesn't know anything about that.
Is, like, the power tech, is that, like, Magneto helmet or something? Like, I don't even know what...
It looks like Magneto's helmet.
Like, what... You're right. I don't know what these things are. Like, the gunslinger has a little credit thing in the corner.
Okay. And, yeah, people are griping on it. We're griping on it. Obviously, this isn't, like, a huge gameplay game changer, but I think it speaks to the little effort that went into this the whole time.
Well, you have to ask, the question has to be asked, right? Is that, were they not, like, did they actually think this was a good idea, or are they on some kind of EA deadline where it's like, and I know why they said they were changing the UI, because with newer, higher resolutions that people are playing on, their old, you know, UI elements weren't scaling very well, so they had to update those, which, of course, why wouldn't you? But it just seems like, I don't know. They couldn't get it done in time because of an EA deadline for the expansion, even though they delayed it, you know, almost 2 months. So it's more funny than it is like, I'm mad about it. I'm not like mad about it. It's just, dude, it's maybe they're trolling us.
Of the quality, I think the last thing though to really talk about is just like the class changes.
Mm.
The dual specs, so to speak.
Yes, good point. I think that's super interesting. Again, that goes back to the making it more accessible for new players, like being able to play any class story as any, using any type of class, I think is a cool idea, or combat style is what they've called it. Yeah, I'm all for that, you know, I don't mind it. And then the loadouts, I don't think the loadouts are 100% there yet, but I see what they're trying to do. I don't know. Do you have any pairings that you're thinking about doing for? I know I did Assassin or Shadow with Marauder, and I thought that was cool. Stealth class with a melee DPS. And there's obviously tons of combinations. Is there any that seemed good for you?
Yeah, I mean, I always played a Guardian, you know that.
Yeah.
I'd probably go with either a Sentinel or a Shadow too, just kind of to, when I play, I like to just kind of immerse myself in the lore, so I picture like having a spare lightsaber, maybe that single one turning into a double, and it just kind of fulfills that gameplay fantasy. What I really was hoping for when they announced this was being able to choose your weapon regardless of the class. Like, and I know this is, to me, this is kind of the lazy way of doing it.
Mm.
Like, you can play a bounty hunter now with a rifle, but it has all the Vanguard animations.
Yeah.
You know, like, I would like to see a Guardian that has two lightsabers. Like, I know you'd say, well, it's a Sentinel, but maybe it'd play differently, or double bladed, like that it had its own set of animations.
Or would you go as far as to do like a Guardian with like blaster pistols that still has his force abilities? Okay. That's too far. Okay.
Now we're going to like that Lost Ark realm, like some weird stuff.
Yeah, I got you. Okay.
I don't know. I would have liked to see more customization, I guess, when it instead of just like, hey, you're now this class too. It's
right.
It feels shallow to me, but I get why they did it. And hey, it saves leveling up another character. Yeah. If you do.
And I think they mentioned a lot of technical things that held them back on some of the things they could do. So, I mean, I'll take their word for that. I don't mind what we got. Actually, I think it's great. I'm a person who plays one character in an MMO. I don't really love to play alts. So me having my main character be able to do two different like roles or two different class disciplines, that's really appealing to me, you know.
Yeah, it helps with that immersiveness again.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Feel like the character is stronger and emboldened, and it feels more close to you. And I think that's kind of how the MMO characters work for us a lot of the time. Yep.
So, I don't know. I'm sure there's way more things that we could bring up that are maybe negatives or things that aren't so great, but kind of the big question I wanted to ask you is, surrounding the whole expansion, everything we got, is should we be upset with what we got, and did we have correct expectations going in? I don't know. I feel like we've been playing this game for 10 years, right? We know what it is at this point. We know what it's not. And I know people are upset, but is their expectations, were they too high? What do you think?
That's such a good question, man, because I feel like you could really argue both sides. I would say I'm going to lean with, yeah, I think you should be disappointed. An expansion on a 10-year anniversary that took 2 years to make, then was delayed, then had a great cinematic, and they promised, you know, the class changes were big.
Yep.
I definitely expected more. But you're right, too, on the same vein. It is kind of what we should get to expect now with Star Wars. But yeah, as a fan, as somebody who the game has been really close to for a long time, it is disappointing.
And let's not forget this, to back up what you're saying too. I know the game has a free-to-play aspect, but a lot of people pay $15 a month still. In a sea of MMOs that have a lot of free-to-play options, people are still paying $15 a month to do raids, to play, to really get to play PvP, to wear the highest gear. You know, you need a sub fee to unlock a lot of that. So I think when you put that element in, I think people do have a right to be upset. If the game was free, maybe, and this is just what they put out, and the only way they were monetizing was through cartel market, which, you know, they put a lot of care into the cartel market, obviously, then maybe I think I would say, okay, cool out a little bit. I know you're upset, but the game's free. It's the only Star Wars game out there. We should enjoy it for what it is. But I don't know. I mean, I'm still paying a sub. Yeah. I've been paying a sub for a while. You know, I don't keep it running constantly, but when I'm into the game, I sub. I don't know
but
about
it's
you.
Because the game isn't as convenient at all if you're not subbed.
It's not.
It's not user-friendly. You have to be subbed, and I really do think now going forward, they're probably going to rethink their model here. Because I don't see it continuing to flourish.
I think it depends on what I know we don't have cartel market numbers, but I mean, if the cartel market is doing well, I don't know, man. They might just keep it going as it is.
Until they burn off.
Maybe. Yeah. And now that Disney has given the go-ahead for other companies to develop games for the IP, who knows what's in the works elsewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We know there's a lot of single-player games coming.
Of course, yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I'm sure right. it will go to the MMO eventually.
But let me play devil's advocate here.
Okay.
I see all the frustration, and I am kind of like, don't understand it, because I feel like with everything we've got in 10 years, like, people should have known, right? Like, this, how can you really be that mad when you have a game where the population is pretty low? We don't have numbers. It's enough to sustain the game, obviously. I'm not saying it's a dead game, but we saw the last expansion, the one on Osus, where it was basically maybe even more content than we just got, you know, maybe just barely. But it wasn't a lot. They haven't done anything to PvP for years. They haven't, I think, I don't know how many raids in total are in the game, but I mean, the raid production has slowed down. Like, there hasn't been a raid in years, right?
Yeah.
Or I don't remember the last one. Was it Duxon? When the last expansion, but that was one. You know what I mean? So it's not like raiders have tons to do. I mean, the old raids are still good. You know, they scaled them where you could still run those. So you still have, you're available to do all the raids. But I'm just like, what's going on, guys? Like, you should have saw this coming. Like, the Reddit is just filled up with negative stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I don't like think you're wrong. But I'm at the same time, I'm like, man, you're like, you might be wasting your time getting so angry at something that we probably saw coming. You know what I mean? Yeah. Which is kind of sad to say. I don't know.
It is. It is sad. I mean, and most people are angry. Rightfully so. It means something to them. And I think, you know, when a poor portion of that product is put out when you expect it a lot, it's disheartening. It's kind of anger-inducing. But I think, too, we're kind of neglecting that a large portion of the player base just likes playing the class stories and playing space dress-up. Like, for them, it's peaceful, it works, it is entertaining, and we never got KOTOR 3. So for them, it kind of fulfills that need too. So it's definitely mixed, but I think people who are angry have a right, but people who aren't are just kind of where you're at. Like, yeah, we expected it. So it's just what it is, you know?
Yeah. My thoughts are almost like, this is the only Star Wars MMO out there, right? Like, you kind of have to not accept it and love it, but you're like, if you want to play a Star Wars MMO, this is what we have. You know, try to create your own content, have the fun that you want to have in the game. You know what I mean? And I don't get too upset. I mean, as a PvPer, I should be more angry than anyone that the PvP is in the state it's in, right? And we don't have hardly any new content for PvP ever. But I'm just like, you know what? I love Star Wars. You know, I'll watch an episode of Mandalorian. I'm like, oh, dude, I got to go play Star Wars SWTOR. You know what I mean? And so I just get in. I have fun. You know, I just know what it is. I have the correct level of expectations, right? So I don't know, man. But I don't want to be all negative. I also want to say, I want to wrap the video up by talking about where can they go from here, right? What do they need to do to appease the vocal, I don't know if it's a minority or majority, the people who are upset, but then just for the health of the game moving forward? Like, we saw what they just put out. It's not good enough, really, to a lot of people. What could they? Let me just speak to you, because you don't play the game all the time, but you come back and play. What could bring you back? What would get you excited to log in or even up your sub again and start playing?
I think it has to be said first that, you know, this is a game that heavily got its influence from World of Warcraft. So, and we're seeing now that World of Warcraft-esque game starting to kind of go on its descent. Like, it peaked for a long time. And I feel like MMOs are changing. The whole landscape of them is changing. You know, you have games like Guild Wars and now Lost Ark that came out that have a different model of playing that's not this model we're all used to. So the issue has always been Star Wars is like WoW Lite, but it's done everything worse. It's just WoW is just better at everything it does. Objectively, it just is in almost all cases, I think. But you're looking at a time now where it has to change in some form or another. The current model is not sustainable. People have different expectations these days. You know, games try to learn from each other, try to build off concepts that another predecessor built before that. And it's just stagnant and is not adding anything new. And I would hope to see, for me now, I'd love to see more PvP content, of course, like we talked about earlier. 2v2s, 3v3s, maybe a solo ranked actual Warzone that you'd queue for.
Ooh, I like AV8, that.
But solo, yeah. That would be fun.
Okay.
Just maybe more titles. You know, the big thing for me in MMOs back in the day was getting that new piece of gear that was cool looking. And it's like, I want a PvP system that rewards me with incredibly unique gear, just like WoW used to. But, you know, people can just go on the cartel market and buy it, and there's no sense of accomplishment or notoriety that somebody achieved that. So I'd like to see more incentivized PvP with a lot more options.
Okay. I mean, you know, I'm the same as you. I'm a PvPer at heart. I want more PvP content. You know, it is rumored, and I don't even know if it's rumored. I think they've actually stated in 2022, there's going to be a complete PvP revamp. We don't know what that entails yet. I obviously have ideas of how I would want it to be. <There's> That's true. Maybe. Hopefully. We can only hope. But I would like to see a completely, you know, normalized system, something like a Guild Wars 2, where you can just jump in and play, do your build. You don't have to gear up, you know, because I just want the competition. I don't need a carrot on a stick as a PvPer. I just want to get in and, you know, see if I'm good enough against the other person. You know what I mean? And so less grindy. I like your idea about, hey, let's do solo ranked, but for war zones, right? and have an elo for how you prepare, how well you do, because everybody plays 8v8, you know, and maybe even make that the only playlist. I'm fine with only being ranked 8v8 because you put all the population in there. I'm waiting on the PvP revamp. I hope they do some good things with it. Like I said before, I love Star Wars. I'll keep coming back to it just because I'm a Star Wars fan and I have a lot invested in my character, like that sunk cost, you know what I mean? I feel like I want to keep seeing his progression, my character's progression in the game, see the story. I don't know, man. That's all I can say, and I hope they do that. Well, guys, hey, let us know in the comments below what would bring you back, or if you're still playing, what's keeping you playing, or what do you hope to see? Because they have to address some of this negative feedback they're doing. So what can they do to make it up to the players? What can they do to keep it going and keep it fresh? You know, something we all want. But anyway, guys, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. You know, we'll be putting out new content pretty regular. So check back with us. Subscribe if you want to. Hit the bell to get notified. Got anything you want to say? Closing remarks?
No, you need to cut that. You just completely blindsided me with that one.